Greetings. Dearest ones of the light, it is I, Melchizedek, who joined you once more. As you elevate your perception into the higher dimensions of light, where you are known, loved, and adored, bring this to your awareness and come into your elevation. We begin to sense a most remarkable sensation of an inner peace coupled with a tremendous sense of motivation. For in truth, both are interchangeable and necessary, this you know. For you understand that a sense of equilibrium does not imply inertia. For the whole of creation, we may say, is held within a perpetual aura of excitement and anticipation. It is the agitation of a spirit, we may say, and the equilibrium brings a platform upon which this momentum can gather, and where we have the greatest clarity to perceive that which must be so. And then we come into full consciousness and experience the journey that lies before us. This is your pathway, particularly so, held in your humanness. And as your year begins to draw to a close, so then both of these qualities rise to the surface. A sense of equilibrium and peace, the stability within oneself, and then an excitation, momentum, and increasing motivation. For such is always the energetic exchange from one year in time to the next. You have experienced this over and over. And though perhaps to the human mind there is myriad distraction and the necessities of these times, nonetheless, that which is the energy field of your consciousness in human form is in flux, movement. It is a wondrous interplay that which is the stillness of all exists within divine chaos do you see? It is paradoxical to the human mind, yet makes perfect sense within the spirit. So as the busyness begins to descend upon you, understand that a deepening stillness is also within you, and it is only the mind that can shield this from view. So then, my dearest ones, come into mindfulness and realize that this stillness is part of all that is active. And you may draw upon it as you so need. It is inseparable from the movement of creation, and the fluidity of your life stream in physicality. My dearest ones, understand this. You have so much to look forward to. There is such a ripening at hand. Come then into the feeling of this. Come into the experience of the self in elevated awareness. It is time. It is time. The beauty of you must surface and become that which you identify with. It's as if the floodgates barely hold your beauty back. Do you see? Now is the time. To simply let go. To allow the truth of oneself to burst forward. A tide unstoppable. So that it may flood into the newness of your year. So that be the tone set for your year ahead. It is so very simple and is with you right now and always. There is so much to enjoy of you. And so then, of others. Come into your breath. Sense how you sparkle. Do you know that as time does not indeed pass, and so then you are timeless, that you are reborn in every instant. You are newness itself, do you see? There is no age to creation. Nothing to measure, nor to define of it. It simply is. This is newness. cannot be otherwise. For you whom are steeped in space and time, perhaps it is challenging to gain a sense of this, but understand that the truth of you is as fresh as the beginning of creation. For in truth there is no such thing. There is nothing then to weigh spirit down. There is in fact no such thing as memory. For you simply are, and you simply are beauty. It never changes, never diminishes. It is divinity who enhances all that you are. Well, I speak overly. There is another to follow. But understand this. The blessing is with you. The blessing is always with you. Every breath you take, a blessing is formed upon it. It is our birthright. Come into this blessing. It awaits your acceptance. And you are more than enough. And I am Melchizedek, Adonai.